B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody, on the day before Thanksgiving.
On the day before yes, okay.
The day before the eve of Thanksgiving.
Gosh. What's the typical eve of Thanksgiving for you guys?
So we have like all of our family coming in on Wednesday, and somebody coming in today.
Exciting.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't really have a Thanksgiving tradition for Wednesday night, but apparently my sister-in-law's husband's family does, and he's joining us for Thanksgiving this year. So we are doing brats on the grill.
Oh, nice. Oh, brats are awesome. I'm coming over.
Listen, I don't want brats on the grill.
What do you hate about a brat?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan.
So good.
I don't like, though, that it's difficult to bite into.
That's true, but once you get those bites going.
Like, I want grilled cheese and, like, pumpkin soup the night before Thanksgiving.
That's not bad.
So.
That's heavy, though.
I know, but, like, brats don't do it for me. So now I feel like the asshole because I'm like, I'm not going to eat brats on the grill, so I'm going to make my own dinner on
That's
Wednesday
okay.
Night.
Not everybody loves brats. It's okay. Yeah. It's all right. It's their tradition.
I just don't want to offend him, so like I'll like eat it in my bedroom or something.
We're also concerned about offending people and what they don't want. At the same time, you're making it sound like that person's forcing his ideals on you, which isn't okay either. So it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Normally, Wednesday night, when I was younger, I used to go out. Man, did I love that. It was the time, Roy, when everybody goes out to the bars because when you come back from college, it's the first time that you see everyone since you left for school in September.
Okay.
Everybody's back the night before Thanksgiving. I think across the country, it still is considered the busiest bar night of the year.
I don't think I've ever went out on Wednesday night.
Oh, dude.
What?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that in my entire life.
So much fun.
It is so much fun.
I've always traveled back home.
Well, that's the point. You would go out back home to see all the people that you haven't seen in forever.
I would just be with family.
No, you stay with family, then you go, all right, I'm heading out.
Yeah, everyone goes to bed.
Even your friends come over, and they can say hi to the family and have a drink, and then you hit the bar.
That's cool. I wish I did that.
Oh, well, Roy, there's still time. Last year I went to some bar on 521 down like almost near Lancaster.
By the way, when people say on 521, I have no clue where you are.
Isn't 521 over by me?
Yeah.
Oh.
So 521, so... Really, if you want to get into it, Park Road becomes
521.
Johnston Road, which becomes 521, which becomes Lancaster Highway.
Yeah, okay. So I've had many, many people be like, oh, yeah, it's that place on 521. And I'm like, it's a very big road. It's a very
No kidding. And there's
road.
This real weird intersection on 521 where it's Fort Mill, Ballantyne, and Indian Land, like all together, depending on which direction you go.
It's so funny.
It's right by the Red Rocks.
Oh yeah,
right by the Lowe's down there on 521. It's like an area where sometimes if you do like a Google Maps to get somewhere, it'll say like that Lowe's is in Fort Mill, but it's really Indian Land.
Oh,
and then if you go straight, you're right in Ballantyne.
Yeah, my dad calls everything by the road numbers instead of the road names, and it's so confusing. And back when I used to be a 911 operator, the real older Southern OGs of the town would call everything like by the number. Like, take 311 down to 473, and we're right there off of 581, just taking a left at 12.
Hey, I'm like, what? Start heading south.
I wasn't good at math.
What? Those are roads?
Isn't Providence Road 16? Dallas calls it 16 a lot.
Independence,
like,
74.
Yeah.
I sometimes go back and forth between Independence and 74. Yeah, last night I called it Independence, but...
So here's this. So I will say, just take Independence, but if I'm telling you to get on 277, then I'll say 74. So I won't say, take 277 to Independence. I'll say, take 277 to 74.
I used to love living out in California because they were freeways and not highways, and I felt like the freeways were such a cooler thing to say than highway.
Freeway is a cooler thing to say than highway.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a freeway and a highway?
Just the Mississippi River, maybe?
Difference between, I'm going to Google it.
I mean, I think it's the same thing. It's just what they call them. Hmm. Highways and freeways.
Then what's an interstate?
Same. But the interstate stays within the state. It doesn't go outside the state, right? That would be like Interstate 6 means that it's just the highway that goes from the top of the state to the bottom.
Well, that's not true because, well, maybe that is true.
Well, they call I-95, Interstate 95.
Yeah, and I guess
that's true. That goes
77 turns
coast.
Into 81, doesn't it? No?
No, no, I don't know.
Wait, no, because 77's even in Virginia, so that can't be right.
If anybody's still listening to the podcast at this point, I would be amazed.
Well, I'm having a good time.
So let's see. What did we do on the show today? Oh, we talked about the non-traditional food at your Thanksgiving table, which I always find interesting. I love when people offer new things to have at Thanksgiving dinner, which is why, like, before I got married and had kids and my parents lived near me, when I lived, like, out in California and in Arizona, I did Friendsgiving. And Friendsgiving was cool because everybody brought whatever it was that their family used to bring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you kind of got opened up to new, different foods. Roy says he's bringing mac and cheese to his Thanksgiving dinner, and everybody goes bitch in the studio. Like,
mac and cheese is the best.
It's just not something we traditionally grew up with in the North.
When do you serve mac and cheese then?
Like 4th of July.
4th of July? That's at like barbecues. A potato salad macaroni salad time.
Barbecues, I would say mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's interesting. And will you have mac and cheese at your table this year? You're hosting.
There will 100% be mac and cheese at my table this year. Maybe even queso mac and cheese. Dad likes that.
What is queso mac
and
cheese?
It's like a Mexican mac and cheese.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Mex and cheese?
You know, my dad likes it when there's three different noodles.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was strange,
too. That is.
He's like, yeah, you got to have a bunch of different noodles for mac and cheese. I'm like, really?
We got text messages from people who were saying that they had somebody was doing a curry goat. They're Jamaican. Somebody says that they cook a ham instead of turkey. Turkey enchiladas. Chorizo pumpkin soup.
That sounds good.
These are all at people's Thanksgiving tables. Mine's pretty straightforward. Although this year I'm going to my mother-in-law's house in Johnson City, Tennessee, mm-hmm. just on the other side of Asheville. And she's cooking the turkey. I told her to go buy it. Like, we did last year. We had a smoked turkey that was so delicious. Roy, what kind of, are you getting a smoked turkey?
I sure am.
Yeah.
From Max.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. We went to a barbecue place last year and got a smoked one. I also deep fried one, which I love, but Amanda's not letting me deep fry one this year.
She doesn't want you to catch the house on fire.
No, it's not that. I'm actually really good at it. She just doesn't think we'll need it. And she also thinks it's kind of like I'm telling her mom that her turkey's not good enough or it's not enough.
I will tell you, that's how I feel like when my in-laws come in because they all like fried turkey. And I actually make a really, really, really good champagne turkey. And my family loves that. So when they come in and they won't, like last year we went to Dallas's mom's house and like I got vetoed and like wasn't allowed to make the turkey. And I was so offended by that.
Yeah. What does the champagne, how does that work, the champagne turkey? Do you dump champagne all over it and then and then roast it?
Pretty much. You give them a bath in champagne. So we brine ours.
The top stuff?
Huh?
What kind of champagne? The top level stuff?
No, Mums? Not the top stuff. Like, it's in the black bottle. It begins with an F, like Frederick or something like that. But I...
Not Dom.
No, it's not Dom. I would not put Dom on a bird. I would drink that myself. It is, we brine our turkey and then we put like carrots, shallots, celery, and garlic at the bottom. And we still use chicken stock. We don't use turkey stock, we use chicken.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Stock. And then we still shove like rosemary butter under the skin, and then we just drizzle champagne over it as the day goes on. You just keep doing that.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
Do you taste champagne?
No, but it definitely has a different taste than like a traditional turkey.
Up at kiss95.1.com, I blogged the Cheetos Red Hot Turkey, where you crumple up like fiery, spicy Cheetos, and you just crumple all the Cheetos all over the turkey. And at first, somebody did it as a joke, but then it caught on, and now people are legit doing it. And I want to do that next year. This year, I can't because they're not doing it at my house. But next year, I swear I'm going to do that turkey.
Okay.
It's got to be good. How can it not be good?
Why do you have to wait for Thanksgiving? Like, I feel like after we bust out the fryer for Thanksgiving, we do like 5 turkeys between now and the end of the year.
There you go. Maybe I'll come over and do it.
Okay.
Well, actually, I don't think you deep fry it. I think you bake it.
Oh, okay.
You crumple up the Cheetos and then bake it. But I love the deep fryer. We'll deep fry wings, my neighbor and
wings
I.
Are the best.
Oh, so good. Remember the last time I deep fried wings and I screwed up and I put, they came out glazed.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of lemon.
Yeah, what was
pepper.
The deal with that?
I used sugar.
Instead of flour.
Yeah. And I was like, well, these look really cool. They're sugar glazed. They're glazed, but why are they glazed and why is it not powder?
Yeah.
And Amanda goes, did you use the powder with the blue lid? I go, yeah. She goes, that's sugar, you idiot.
That's awesome.
That's funny. You couldn't tell the difference between powder and, oh, I guess powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar.
It was powdered sugar, yeah. It wasn't granular.
But they're nice and sweet and delicious,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, but it wasn't what I was looking for. Yeah.
We have like a fry-off on Thanksgiving before you put the bird in, because you have all day, basically, to mess around. Mm-hmm. Like, we try to fry Twinkies and like anything in the house that we think we can fry, we try to do it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Leftover Halloween candy, all kinds of stuff.
I love deep frying all that stuff.
I can't wait to get, because, you know, living in an apartment, you're not allowed to have a grill. I can't wait to get a grill and be able to grill out.
Yeah, man.
I'm excited about
that. I know. We were at your house yesterday, Roy's new house in Plaza Midwood. We talked about him, how he could start getting to know his neighbors, which I think is hilarious. So many people were sending messages, Roy, about.
So many people on my side of saying they should come to me.
Yeah, but a lot of people say if you're new to the neighborhood, like I did. Like, I just wanted to fit in out in Waxhaw in my neighborhood. So I immediately went across the street and introduced myself to the person who I knew I was going to see daily. That's why, like, Roy, you have somebody right across from you. You look at their house. Don't you want to know what goes on and who lives there?
No. No, not at all.
I went over and introduced myself right away. I met Dave and Kristen. They have 2 sons. Now they have a daughter, and we have a daughter, too. And Dean and his kids play, and we're all really good friends. And then we met everybody else through them because they threw a party for his son's birthday. And everybody else in the neighborhood came like a week later. They invited us. So that was kind of easy.
Yeah.
Some people were saying that, Roy, you should put little treats. Since it's the holidays, put like little hot chocolate treats in them in people's mailboxes. Loren's big on saying that you should do a fill the bar party for everyone.
I am going to be doing a mailer out to the neighborhood. For my real estate business.
Oh, that's annoying. That's like spam.
You better have them over first, Roy.
I'm doing because I technically was the agent on this transaction, so I do a just sold. It's a system I already pay for. Anything that I sell, postcards go out.
Oh, my God.
So that's hilarious.
So they're going to get in the mail.
She's going to get spammed. So you're going to introduce yourself as, hi, I'm Roy Brown, realtor. Then, hi, I'm Roy Brown from the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Well, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, our radio station doesn't have cool marketing things. It just automatically happens.
I don't know. We had billboards for a couple months.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I can't stop it. It happens.
How awesome would it be if Roy's Manny, Roy, and Loren show billboard was next to his real estate billboard? And people are like,
hey,
do I listen to Roy or buy a home from Roy? Right. What do I do?
Both.
Damn it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Roy, your real estate agent. If you want to know more what I do, look at the next billboard. Keep driving forward.
Oh, dude, that's so funny. All right, so if you're in Charlotte tomorrow, we are doing turkey bowling. We have a frozen turkey that will be bowling down the lane at Queen Park Social off of Yancey Road. Bowl a strike, win a turkey. These turkeys are cooked this year, so you could use them this year to feed your family or if you need 2 turkeys. Like, Loren, how many pounds is your champagne turkey?
We have a 17 and a 20.
How many people do you have?
14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does your au pair, Elena, feel like any of our traditions are weird? Because they don't do Thanksgiving, obviously, in Italy.
No, she doesn't think that they're weird. She's, like, so excited to experience it for the first time. But she's also wanting to incorporate, like, some of her Italian food into it. So she is going to do lunch on Thursday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a little Italian lunch and like a meat and cheese board and everything for everyone.
Is your brother still here?
Yep.
How come he's not coming in?
I don't know.
He likes to come in and hang with us.
I think he also likes to hang with Elena.
Yeah.
We've lost out to Elena.
I think so.
That's the new shiny toy in town. Never mind the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. I'm just going to hang out with Elena. All right, you guys.
Also on the show, we're gonna sing our own Thanksgiving songs.
Oh, yes.
Do you want a little sneak peek of mine?
I would love a sneak peek of yours.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Thanksgiving turkey is coming to town.
I love that.
He's going to be deep fried or roasted in the oven. He's gonna be plump and full of loving.
Good, good.
Well, you don't want him to do the whole thing,
no,
right?
No, okay. Are you stopping?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a tease.
You want to hear a little of mine?
Yeah.
It's beginning to look a lot like Thanksgiving everywhere you go. Take a look at this 10-pound hen glistening once again with candy yams and sweet potatoes aglow.
It's better writing than mine. Look
it's
at
beginning
you.
To look a lot like Thanksgiving. Annoying family in every room. And that's where I
that's
stopped.
Awesome.
I know, we're going to have fun
way
with this.
Way farther than I am.
Oh, come on. You'll do fine, Loren.
I don't even know what song to pick.
You have a countless amount of Christmas songs. Let's pick your Christmas song right now on the
know.
Rap party.
I was going to go kind of dark with it and do You Hear What I Hear and make it about turkey screaming.
Oh, God. There's not a lot of Thanksgiving songs, so we have to come up with our own.
That's so funny. Do you hear what I hear?
A knife, and a fork in your belly as you head into the big oven. As you head into the big oven.
Oh, my gosh.
Where are you running off to?
Okay, clearly I shouldn't do that.
Get back here, turkey.
You're going to traumatize every child that listens to our radio show. Mom, don't kill the bird.
Okay, how about Juicy Turkey to the tune of Silent Turkey?
Silent Night, you mean?
Yeah, Silent Night.
That's good.
Juicy Turkey.
No, that's too high for me.
Holy Turkey. All is bright. Telling the turkey that everything's all right.
Yeah. Sit down and don't look me in the eye.
Go to the light.
Yeah.
Rocking around the turkey, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Wait, has anybody taken Rock Around the
No,
no.
I don't think so.
Tree yet? Maybe I'll do
I forget
one.
What she's doing.
Hark the Herald.
Hark the Herald.
Oh, yeah, that's her favorite.
But how are you going to make that a turkey song?
I don't know. We only need a
Is
couple
that
lines.
A song called Jingle Bell Rock or Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
Rock Around the Christmas Tree.
By the way, I know we need to wrap up because it's been long enough. I'm actually enjoying this podcast.
For a change.
But earlier on the show, we upset Nicole with the ticket debacle. Do you think she truly is upset?
No, she's weird. Like, Nicole's a diehard Panther fan. Like, I love the Panthers, but Nicole's a diehard and will go sit in the rain and buy tickets to go watch them. Like, I wouldn't do that.
Right. Well, you have these tickets to the suite, and I've been wanting to take Sterling.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry, dude. I should have asked you, but I thought for sure, like, you wouldn't care.
Well, any chair at the football game that I can actually be comfortable in is a better chair than you
so,
know.
So you and Sterling are going?
Yeah, we're
going
to go. But, you know, I think Sterling felt bad because she sounded really upset.
Is he going under protest?
No, he's going to go because then she told me she was just giving us a hard time. But I'm like, is she really? Is she really upset?
No, she's MIA. Oh, she's at the meeting. We have a meeting for our benefits, and she went to the early one.
Yeah.
What time do we have to be there?
10:30. So we got to wrap this up, I guess.
Really?
I thought it was 10:45.
I thought it was 10:30.
And either way, we should get there at 10:30 so we're not late.
So we look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, corporate. Guess who's here to learn more about benefits?
Tomorrow, 8 a.m., Queen Park Social. If you're in the Charlotte area, make sure you head down there. We are bowling for turkeys, everyone. And then here's Cam's gobble for you just to send. This is Cam Newton gobbling for us. I didn't know what he was doing. I put the microphone in front of him. I said, give us your best gobble. He did this. And then I go, okay, when are you going to start? And he goes, no, that was it. That is hilarious. That sounds like a car starting.
Yeah. He needs to go see a doctor.
All right. We'll see everybody bright and early Wednesday morning, you guys, on Kiss 95.1 or on the Kiss 95.1 app, or use Amazon Alexa to get the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.